8:13, Galesburg's Morning News. Another big event coming up this weekend. It is, man, I cannot believe, the 26th annual Doggy Jog, Knox County Humane Society. And what a fun event for you and your pet, and for the shelter pets as well out there. And join us to talk more about the event from the Knox County Humane Society, Aaron Buckmaster. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me this early morning. And yeah. I tell you, we always appreciate you guys helping us out, and it's wonderful the radio station does this for all the pets.
Well, yeah, and we love them. We want them all to find their forever homes, too. That is for sure. And, boy, you got some great things going on out there. And part of what the Doggy Jog is for is to raise funds to help operate the shelter. But you got some, you're trying to do everything you can for the pets during their time there to make it as comfortable as possible.
We are. And, you know, about 3 years ago, we put in our free roaming cat room with the outside area, and we call it our catio because on Wednesday and Saturdays we have coffee and you can come out and pet the cats. Well, you can do that anytime. But it's kind of been a showpiece for people even on their day off to come out and look at the cats that when they're outside playing. Well, we've started putting indoor-outdoor runs for our dogs, which is going to be wonderful. We've already put in 20, and I'm so excited about that because they can come and go as they please outside. And then people really, you won't even have to come into the shelter to look at a lot of our dogs because they're going to be outside in the perimeter of the building. So it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, kind of see them in their environment out running around and playing and everything. So it's really neat. You showed me some pictures. And so basically you have little doors that are going to open up from out of each of their areas that can go out. And you said like on nice days like it's been this week, you just leave them open so they can kind of go in and out as they please.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got 20 done, and hopefully I'm hoping to have over 30 by the time we get done. And we also renovated our park a little bit. We used to have, well, three parks. The last park where we have our Doggy Jog is where it's going to be this year, out in our new building that we put up out there. But the first two parks, we've divided them in half. So now we have four big parks for the dogs to run and a lot of outdoor runs for them. And it's just going to be a much better place for all the animals because some of them are at our shelter a really long time. And we want them to be as comfortable, even with their chairs. So anyway, some of the dogs don't want to leave.
Well, and we got to talk about that a little bit. There was one young man who's no longer with us, kind of became your mascot for the Humane Society. He was there. How many years was he there?
Well, he was only 4 years old.
Okay.
And, you know, he was just our mascot. We loved him. And he just insisted on being one of the group and being in our chair. So he finally started the chair thing throughout the United States. And Buster Brown, we were devastated. I had to go and have the Doggy Jog shirt set up the day that we lost him. And he just had a genetic thing with his heart. And it was just out of the blue, only 4 years old, and he swelled up on his abdomen. And we just didn't have a choice. And we were all devastated and still are. But I would just like to remind people, Buster Brown was a really hard dog, and nobody wanted him. But every animal at the shelter has a potential of being a Buster Brown if given the chance, because we loved him with all our hearts. We cried for many days over it, and we still miss him. So it's just a sad thing. We will have a prayer for him at the beginning of the walk also.
Well, and Buster Brown, of course, became the face of the Humane Society, the whole thing with the recliners and that thing that went viral, and it was picked up all over the country and all over the world about him being in the chairs, and you got all the donations and everything, which was such a really cool thing. And again, thanks to Buster Brown. But as you said, every dog has the potential to be a Buster Brown, but nobody wanted him, but you guys made the best of it with him and for him. And I think he made the best of it for himself in his situation. He ended up kind of liked his situation there.
He knew when we called somebody up front to go on an animal control call, he knew he got to go in the van. He was just so smart. He was in tune. And like I said, on Saturday he was fine. Sunday he was kind of bloated. And Monday we had to put him down on the 20th. And it was very devastating. And it was like our own pet. And really, a lot of the whole country cried over Buster Brown. And we just made him, my sister said to me one time, I said, you know, my dog is so special. She said, you know why he's special? Because you made him special. And that's the potential of every pet. You know, cats included. We have our free roaming cat room and they love that area too. And we do have Spice. He's the mascot. He was his assistant mascot. He runs the shelter also. He has his own area upstairs and he's smart enough to know where he can't go. So animals are really smart and they're all special if you make them special.
Aaron Buckmaster, Knox County Humane Society, joining us. The 26th annual Doggy Jog coming up this Saturday. Registration gets underway at 9 o'clock and the Doggy Jog at 10 o'clock. And there's so many great things that go on along with this. If you've never actually had gotten a picture with your pet, here's your chance, and it doesn't cost you anything.
Right. If you come out and sign up for Crofts, it's going to be there, and free registration fee, that's included. And also, our T-shirts are ready. So come in and sign up. We have a lot of we have registration forms at the shelter and also pledge sheets if you want to hurry up and get some pledges for us, because already we spent around $30,000 on our indoor-outdoor runs. So it is expensive. But we have been saving and saving, and this is what we do with our fundraiser money, is try to make it a better place for our pets. And also, you know, we've got these wonderful sponsors that come, Run Galesburg Run, Dave's Auto Body, Brash and Everett, you know, Lockwood Construction. Also, the guys that have been doing our work has been Pierce Construction and Sons, and they've done a fantastic job helping us get our kennels going. And also Lockwood, he helped us do our fencing out back. So we just can't say thank you enough to everyone. Shoe Carnival, you guys, Tompkins State Bank, F&M Bank. I mean, it goes on and on. And without all these sponsors, we wouldn't be able to do what we do for our animals. And for the support of the city, they help us out tremendously by supporting us. And we have the contract when we have animal control with the city of Galesburg. So it goes on and on. But if we didn't get donations, we wouldn't make it at all. So everybody's a part of making Buster Brown's life better and every other pet that comes to the shelter.
When you talked about the money going like to the dog runs and those things that make the animals more comfortable when they're there, but there's also the everyday operating cost, things like, you know, cleaning supplies and blankets and towels and all these things that you take donations of those kind of things and monetary donations anytime. You don't just have to do it when the doggy jog comes around. Year round, you need things.
Absolutely, because we wouldn't be able to keep our doors open. Our vet bills are really high. We spend over $1,000 every week on veterinarian care. That doesn't include the medication, the flea meds, and everything that goes on. Some of our animals come in such bad shape that, you know, and those are the ones that really we try to help and save. And it is a costly. We have one dog that was drugged by a car accidentally, but it was like we had to do a GoFundMe, but it was over $2,000 to get it up and going. And the girl that adopted the dog loves it, and the dog looked so sad that it hurt me to look at it. And also a cat that came in, and it had to have an eye removed and a leg removed. And we go through this every day, and our biggest goal is to make every pet that comes in through our door as comfortable as possible and at ease as much and out of pain, so they can go on to a second chance at a life.
Well, and they're not going to go out your doors into somebody else's family until they're clean and healthy either.
Absolutely. We really try on that. Of course, we don't have all the diagnostic. They're fixed, they're microchipped, and they're current on shots. And people don't realize you used to be able to go to the shelter and get any pet you wanted, and it didn't cost anything. And we do give a lot of our cats and a reduced fees on many of our dogs because there are so many that come through our door. But we do have to pay all the veterinarian expense before they go out. It's required that they're fixed, microchipped, current on shots. And, of course, we want to go above and beyond that. Just our flea meds alone is $20 a dose because it gets rid of ear mites. It's just a costly expense with the animals. And of course, we want them in the best health ever. Of course, I always take the saddest one there. Those are the ones that really pull it. We do have a three-legged dog at the shelter right now.
Really?
And a three-legged cat.
Yeah.
So if you really want to come out and save a life, Try is a wonderful dog, and he runs in that park like he has four legs. So please come out and adopt some of them. We are really full right now too.
Well, and the other thing is, you talk about it, what it costs you, but as a person looking for a pet and taking one home, it is eons cheaper to go through the shelter than going through a pet store or a breeder or a puppy mill, whatever the case may be. It's actually a great bargain for somebody who's looking for a pet.
It is. I had a woman, she did get a little Jack Russell the other day, and it was a puppy, and she loved it, and we don't get the small ones. We get them, but they're in and out so fast. And she said she looked it up online. It was $850, and
Wow. She
paid $200 for all of its shots. But that was a small dog that had to go through a series of 3 shots, neutering, and all that was needed. And so she was thrilled with it. We also had the Tibetan Mastiffs that were in, where it was a bad situation, and we took 6 of those in.
Wow.
And we just adopted out the last 2 together, and he was selling those for $3,500, and ours were $150, $200, but, you know, it cost us probably $400 because these were big dogs for surgery and everything, but they've done great, and that's what we're all about, trying to help every animal that comes in through our door. The sad ones, the ones that are healthy, people that can't have their pets because somebody in their family died. There's so many pets in need, so we're hoping that everybody keeps helping us like they have in the past. We're the only shelter in Knox County, animal shelter, that's licensed by the state of Illinois. And we get everything that comes in from Galesburg Animal Control. We have dogs that come in from drug raids that they've been maced. They've been through trauma. A lot of cats that have just been dumped on the side of the road. So we're just hoping that everybody keeps supporting us so we can keep doing the best that all the animals deserve.
Aaron Buckmaster, Knox County Humane Society, joining us. The 26th annual Doggy Jog is coming up this Saturday. Registration at 9 o'clock. The event gets underway at 10. And it's really fun because it's not just the jog or walk, however you want to do it yourself, with all the pets going. It's fun to see all the pets interacting out there, for one. But then little talent show afterward, that's always fun. We've got all kind of different categories. That's always a really fun thing, too.
It is. And, you know, I wanted to tell everybody, though, instead we asked Bridgeway and John Ring, who was our animal control officer, and he left. He was just a wonderful guy. But he arranged for us, he's at Bridgeway now, that we can park in their parking lot that's right behind that area. So just come on back there and park. And then our new building, it's an aluminum building, and we've got electricity in there. And I tell you, a lot of our chairs, if you want to sit, we've got a lot of those chairs that the dogs haven't been able to use yet. So have a seat and make yourself comfortable and just come out and enjoy the morning, because I think it will be a great day. And the weather's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a beautiful day for it. And no matter if you've got a pet or not, it's still a really fun event just to see all the pets out there interacting and all the owners, and see who looks like their pet or whose pet looks like them. We'll figure that out.
Right. It's just in talent. Our talent contest is really funny. We've had dogs come in and they have a howling contest, and then the people have to howl to get them to go in, and some of the dogs never howl. They just look at the people like they're really stupid.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm getting the best of this one. Yeah,
it's adorable. It really is. And it's just fun seeing all the dogs. And you know, a lot of our shelter dogs show up that day too. We probably won't have too many of those, that because we've found out in the past that a lot of them are hard to walk and they're not used to people, but that you can go in around and see them, you know, with those new runs we have. Yeah. We'll have like an open zoo every day. You can come out and see the pets.
And, of course, you always need volunteers. Help out if somebody wants to volunteer. What do they need to do?
Yeah, just come out. We have some volunteer sheets. You fill them out, and if you're under 18, you need to have your parents sign off on it. We get a lot of kids come in, and it's so funny. They say, we have volunteer hours. We can either take a test or volunteer for 6 hours here. And they love it. They love it. And the cats love it. Most of the time, the cat room is the best, that they really love that and go in there and interact. And the cats love it. We have the biggest bunny that you've ever seen in there too. Lulu. It's bigger than any of our cats.
Really?
It is. So
I'm guessing the cats probably leave Lulu alone.
Well, Lulu has her own area.
Oh,
although
okay.
She does like to run with the rest of the big cats, but we put her in her own area because she kept messing up everybody's litter boxes. So she's got her own litter box. She's a litter trained, but she's probably, I'd say, 20 pounds. She's a huge bunny.
Yeah.
She's a huge bunny, but the kids love going in there.
Well, that's the thing. It's not just dogs and not just cats. You've gotten some of anything and everything in there, whether it's pigs or, like, say, bunnies or whatever.
We had a pig running at large yesterday. A pig. Yes, we did. And you know, they're not allowed in the city of Galesburg, but we've had several pig running at large. Yeah. So, please keep your pig contained. I mean, you know, some of them, they have potbelly pigs and, but it's just, we get running at large calls for everything. So unfortunately, the pig, you know, is not allowed in the city limits from what I understood, but potbelly pigs are awfully cute. So.
Absolutely. Aaron Buckmaster is the for the Knox County Humane Society. It's the 26th annual Doggy Jog. It is coming up this Saturday morning. Gets underway at 10 o'clock, registration at 9 o'clock. And with your registration, you get your free picture with your dog. Rick Cross Photography will be taking the pictures. There's lots of snacks out there for you and your pet. And it's just a really, really fun time and a way to help out the animal shelter and those animals that can't help themselves.
Absolutely. And if you come out today or before Saturday, it's $15 a day. The event, it's $20. And it's just because it's hard to make change.
Yeah. Well, that
it really
makes sense.
Is crazy. Yeah. So anyway, come on out. You get a t-shirt. We got all sizes in right now. So please come out and pick them up and get registered for Doggy Jog.
Aaron, thanks as always for what you do for all the pets, and we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for having us.